Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Mike.
And Mike, we are talking about a certain type of people today.
A certain type of person? Okay, mm-hmm. What type of person? Well, proud people?
No.
Brave people?
No.
Oh.
Shy people. Have you ever been a shy person?
No.
I didn't think so.
No, I'm not shy at all.
No.
Yeah, of course I've been shy. As a kid, I was probably more shy. Mm-hmm. I think lots of kids are shy, right? When you're shy, it just means you kind of feel embarrassed sometimes. You certainly don't want to do things when lots of people are watching you. Mm. So if you're really shy, maybe being an actor would be quite a scary thing. But actually, I've heard a lot of actors say that when they were kids, they were shy.
Interesting.
And they tried acting so they would become less shy. So, you know, maybe acting is good if you're shy. What about you?
I can honestly say that I have spent much of my life feeling shy.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of us kind of do.
Yeah,
sometimes.
As an adult, not so much anymore.
Okay,
but
good.
When I was young, very shy. But today, we are talking about a whole country of people.
Shyland?
Who feel shy.
The kingdom of shy.
Not quite. But it's a European country. Let's find out which one it is now.
Reading. The Art of Being Finnish. Have you ever felt uncomfortable sharing an elevator with a stranger? Do you have a tough time asking questions in class? Are you filled with horror at the thought of asking the bus driver to pull over when the stop button doesn't work? It's okay to feel a little shy from time to time. In Finland, though, this characteristic runs in the veins of the entire nation. For years, the 5.5 million people that live in this Northeast European country have been viewed as quiet and reserved by outsiders. In fact, it's a common saying there that upon meeting a new person, a shy Finn will immediately look at his shoes. If he's confident, however, he'll stare at the stranger's shoes instead. A lot of this comes down to a dislike of empty conversation. Some Finns believe that, in a country with an icy climate and large distances between cities, quick conversations are desirable. After all, says Tiina Latvala, a language teacher from Lapland, if you've traveled any distance to see someone, why waste time? Regardless of how far they've journeyed, though, Finns can all agree on one thing. Silence is golden.
All right, our article starts out today with a question. Have you ever felt uncomfortable sharing an elevator with a stranger?
Okay, so you take the elevator, you get on, maybe it's just you and one other person, and suddenly you feel kind of nervous, maybe your hands start sweating, your heart's beating, and you just can't wait until the doors open and you can get off the elevator. I don't know if I've ever felt that.
I've never really felt that as a shy person.
Not so much. Here's another question that you might have, you know, another situation you might have had if you're shy. Do you have a tough time asking questions in class? Okay, yeah, if you were really shy, that might be a problem. We're not talking about standing up and speaking in front of the class. Just asking questions, putting your hand up and saying, teacher, could you explain this? Do you have a tough time doing that? That would mean you're probably quite shy.
Right.
All right. So for shy people, this would be a tough thing to do. And tough is an adjective we have here. If we use it in this way, we're talking about tough as being something that's difficult. It's not easy.
All right.
It's something that would be very challenging. For example, we could say the questions on that exam were tough. I hope I passed. You see, I could say the questions on that exam were difficult.
Right.
I hope I passed. Same thing.
Right.
So that would be tough if you're shy. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was one thing that as a shy kid I had trouble with. Here's another question.
Okay.
Are you filled with horror at the thought of asking the bus driver to pull over when the stop button doesn't work? So,
filled with horror, great, great fear, because you press the ding ding button on the bus, but the ding ding, the stop button, doesn't work, and then you have to walk to the front and ask the driver to stop. No, no, that wouldn't fill me with horror. I would be more filled with horror at the idea of going many more stops and having to walk all the way home. So I think there I would be brave. And I would ask the bus driver to pull over.
Yeah. I probably would too. Yeah. But I would have a little bit of, I don't want to do this.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. Yeah, maybe I'd do that too.
All right, so what do we mean by pull over in that sentence? When you're in a vehicle, such as a car or a bus, pulling over is when the vehicle moves to the side of the road and stops. Now, buses do this to let people get off at their stops.
Usually.
And you might do that in a car if your phone starts ringing and you don't want to answer it while driving.
There you go. Or if you're going to park your car or something like that, too. That's you have to pull over first.
Okay, so here's an example. Naomi's phone rang when she was driving, so she pulled over and stopped so that she could answer it.
Very good.
No phones and driving.
That's right. It's not safe. Your attention is not on the road. Right. All right, so these are three different situations where people might feel a little bit shy. And the article continues by saying, it's okay to feel a little shy from time to time. Right. It's okay to have this feeling from time to time. Now, this phrase basically means the same as sometimes or occasionally. Not 100%, not all the time, but also not 0%, not never. Maybe, 50, 60%.
Yeah.
So you might say, I usually bring my lunch to work or school, but from time to time, I go out to buy lunch with my friends, maybe once or twice a week.
Right.
Not all the time, but not never, kind of in the middle there. So from time to time, we all feel shy.
That's right. However, things are a little bit different in another country.
Oh, here's the country of shy people. Okay.
That's right. It says, in Finland, though, this characteristic runs in the veins of the entire nation.
Wow, it's in their blood.
Well, not quite.
Well, okay.
All right, in that sentence, we saw the noun characteristic. The characteristic runs in the veins of the nation. Now, a characteristic is a feature that somebody or something has that makes them easy to recognize. For instance, lots of places in Canada have long winters with lots of snow. This is so common, in fact, that you could say long, snowy winters are one of Canada's characteristics. You could also use characteristic as an adjective like this. Long, snowy winters are characteristic of Canada. Here's another example. One of this city's greatest characteristics is its friendly people. Now, of course, by this characteristic running in the veins of the nation, we are not saying that it's actually in their blood.
No.
We're just saying that many people in that country have this characteristic.
Okay, or you could say in another way, it's part of their culture.
Right.
If you meet people from Finland all over the world, but you might find that many of them are kind of shy.
Exactly.
Now, why is this? Well, let's learn more about the country of Finland first. It says, for years, the 5.5 million people that live in this Northeast European country have been viewed as quiet and reserved by outsiders. So they're kind of a quiet people.
Right.
You might meet some Finnish people, but they won't be the ones cheering and yelling at a football game or anything like that. They might be standing there clapping quietly. It's quite a large country, but it doesn't have that many people. We read there 5.5 million, which is probably smaller than Taipei and New Taipei City put together.
Yeah.
All right, a million is still a big number, but having 5 million in a whole country, that's fairly small. What is a million? Well, this is a noun. It's a number. All right, it's basically 1,000,000. Take 1,000, times it by another 1,000, and you will have a million. Or to think of 1 million, think of the number 1 followed by 6 zeros.
That's right.
All right, that would be 1 million. To give you an idea of how small Finland is, our example sentence says about 24 million people live in Taiwan. So Taiwan is almost five times, or has almost five times as many people as Finland.
Right.
But I think Finland's probably bigger.
I think it is bigger.
As a country. So mm-hmm. there's all these, all this land, mm-hmm. very few people, and they're all shy.
Mm-hmm. In fact, many people see them as reserved.
Shy and quiet.
Right.
Kind of.
Okay, so this adjective reserved means that a person doesn't like sharing their feelings with other people or just talking about their feelings in general. It is kind of just like another way of saying shy. Mm-hmm. They keep things to themselves.
Okay.
So you can be a shy person, but still be open with people mm-hmm. and still tell them about yourself. But reserved is kind of like you don't tell those things to other people.
Right.
Now, as an example sentence, you could say, Peter is quite reserved, so it takes him a long time to make friends, good friends.
Oh, interesting. Mm-hmm. And we also have this word, an outsider. Mm-hmm. Outsiders are basically strangers, people right. who are not from this place or don't know much about this place. Mm. People who are either foreigners to the country or at least foreigners to the culture, to right. sort of the common traditions and beliefs and behavior mm-hmm. of this people. So if you're an outsider, it just means you're not part of this big group.
Right.
You're from another group. Mm-hmm. You're an outsider, though, to that group.
If I went to Finland, mm-hmm. I would be considered an outsider.
You would be, yeah. Yes. You don't speak Finnish. Mm-hmm. You're not from there.
Probably
you're,
don't have enough money to live there.
Well, that's a good point.
Yeah. All right. Well, moving on, here in the article it says, in fact, it's a common saying there that upon meeting a new person, a shy Finn will immediately look at his shoes.
Hi, it's nice Hi. To meet you. Mm. Nice to meet you, Aaron.
In that sentence, we had a grammar pattern that we should be looking at. The grammar pattern is subject plus verb, the first verb. Then we have upon or on, and then the second verb with ing. Now let's talk about this grammar pattern. The words upon or on are often followed by verb ing, such as our example, upon meeting a new person. Now these words are used to connect two events that usually happen together. The subject in the two events must be the same. So upon meeting a new person, a shy Finn will look at their shoes. So that's the shy Finn meeting a new person and the shy Finn looking at their shoes. Same subject, two different events. We could also say this like, a shy Finn will look at their shoes when meeting a new person. Same idea, just a different way to say it. Now, this grammar pattern can be used at the beginning of the sentence or in the middle of the sentence. You could also replace upon on plus verb ing with as soon as, but the subject is not necessarily the same in that kind of sentence. Let's look at some examples. Cassie always gives her friends a hug when meeting up with them. Upon meeting up with her friends, Cassie always gives them a hug. Cassie always gives her friends a hug upon meeting up with them. You'll notice in the second and the third sentence, we changed the position of upon. First, we used it at the beginning, then we used it in the middle. Here's a sentence with as soon as. As soon as Cassie sees her friends, she gives them a hug. All right, so we learned that mm-hmm. upon meeting a stranger, mm-hmm. a shy Finn will look down at his feet.
That's right. That's mm-hmm. what the shy Finn would do, the one who doesn't feel comfortable around other people.
Right.
But in this whole country, there mm-hmm. must be some people who aren't shy, who are confident, who believe in themselves and can stare a stranger right in the eye. So let's find out about those people.
Mm-hmm.
It says, if he's confident, if this Finn or this person from Finland is confident,
mm-hmm.
however, he'll stare at the stranger's shoes instead.
Mm.
Oh, I see. So even if they're confident, mm-hmm. they will never actually look the person in the eye.
Right.
The shy person will look at their own shoes.
Mm-hmm.
The confident person will look at the other person's shoes. That doesn't sound super confident to me.
You know, it does sound like you need to spend a lot of money on nice shoes,
That's
though.
True. You always have to have your shoes polished in Finland, because confident people will stare at them.
Right.
And what is this word confident? Well, it's an adjective like shy, and mm-hmm. it's basically the opposite of shy. If you're confident, you believe in yourself, you mm-hmm. can look people in the eye. If you have to speak to a large group of people, you'll walk up saying, I'm going to be interesting. They are going to love me.
Right.
That's the kind of thing a confident person would do. It's okay to be confident, but just make sure you can actually do it first, because then you'll look confident and then people will realize you don't really know what you're doing. Kind of like a certain president in a certain country these days.
Well,
he looks quite confident, but I'm not sure he should be. Anyways, let's look at someone else who's confident because they are actually good at their job.
Mm-hmm.
The example sentence says, Steph Curry looked confident when he took his free throws because he usually makes the free throw.
Right.
So that's why he's confident. He's good.
I would not be confident making free throws.
Well, give me an hour to practice and I'd be more confident.
All right. Well, so
yes.
Shy fins, straight down, confident fins, stranger shoes.
Okay.
Now, there is a reason that this happens.
All right.
It says here, a lot of this comes down to a dislike of empty conversation. No small talk.
Yeah, they don't like small talk. They feel uncomfortable. Hey, how's the weather? Did you see the baseball game? You know, things like that make them uncomfortable. And
then
it goes on to say, some Finns believe that in a country with an icy climate and large distances between cities, quick conversations are desirable.
Right.
They're outside, it's cold, you gotta get home, the wolves and bears might eat you.
Right.
So we don't have time for small talk. Direct conversation, saying what's important, saying what you mean, and then moving on, that is desirable. Something desirable, this adjective means something that people want.
Mm-hmm.
It's attractive, it's what they're interested in. It's not something they're like, I don't really like that. If it's something you see and go, that's great, I want that, it must be desirable. For example, this advertisement makes this new smartphone look very desirable. So cool, looks great, I can do all this stuff with it, I want one.
Nice and shiny.
Oh yeah. And expensive.
Yes, probably. And let's continue on. Let's talk more about this point.
Okay, let's hear from a Finn.
Short, quick conversations. It says, after all, says Tina Latvala, a language teacher from Lapland, if you've traveled any distance to see someone, why waste time?
That's a good point. You can travel by your reindeer sled or ski through the snow, and then you see the person you want to meet.
Right.
A, you're too cold to talk a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And B, you've got to get home before, you know, it gets dark. So let's make it short and sweet.
Right.
Regardless of how far they've journeyed, though, Finns can all agree on one thing. Silence is golden.
Oh.
There you go. Silence is golden, or basically something golden is nice, valuable, expensive, desirable. So silence is desirable. Silence is what people would love to have most of the time. All right, we're going to indulge in some silence here because it's time for our pocket phrase go. And
that's
our pocket phrase go phase for this article is silence is golden.
Okay. Pocket phrase go!
大家呢可能都知道，我强叔啊又结过婚，又离了婚，又跟我现任老公结婚，又有了孩子，又想要领养孩子。哎呀，我自己的生活我最知道，实在呢不需要那些八卦媒体揣测、猜想，用很多难听的字眼来讨论我。No, 我强叔我是不接受被这种负面情绪给打击的。提醒大家，有时候在那边乱讲话，不如别讲话。Silence is golden， 沉默是金。沉默的英文呢就是 silence， golden 这个字呢则是形容精致的或者是呢金色的，例如呢 a golden necklace， 金致的项链，或者是 a golden jacket， 金色的外套。所以这个片语呢意思就跟中文一样了， silence is golden， 沉默是金，有时啊无声胜有声啊。
For You Chat。
All right, welcome back to For You Chat Question. You guys have just learned what the phrase silence is golden means.
Yes.
Let's ask a question about it. Do you agree with the saying silence is golden? Explain why or why not?
That's a good question. Mm-hmm. I would say it depends on the situation.
Probably.
If a friend tells me a big secret, then yes, my silence is golden. I should keep that secret and not open my mouth and tell everyone. But if, for example, I see something wrong happening, I see someone in, you know, getting bullied or someone committing a crime, then in that case, my silence could be bad, right? In that case, I should speak up and get help or get that person some help. So it kind of depends on the situation.
I guess for me, I mean, I agree with that situation as well. Now that I'm not as shy as I used to be, I do talk a lot more. And, you know, conversations are interesting.
They are interesting.
You know, so when you have some things to say, I think when I'm with my really good friends and I have a lot to say, silence, not so golden. But when I'm in a room with a lot of people and I don't know them very well, I generally think silence is a bit more golden.
At least
until I get to know them better.
There you go. That's a very good point. So there you go. It is kind of depends on the situation, depends on the person, depends even on how you're feeling that day.
All right, well, that is the end of today's article. We have more to talk about this fun country. Let's find out what it is tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Take care.
The Art of Being Finnish. Have you ever felt uncomfortable sharing an elevator with a stranger? Do you have a tough time asking questions in class? Are you filled with horror at the thought of asking the bus driver to pull over when the stop button doesn't work? It's okay to feel a little shy from time to time. In Finland, though, this characteristic runs in the veins of the entire nation. For years, the 5.5 million people that live in this Northeast European country have been viewed as quiet and reserved by outsiders. In fact, it's a common saying there that upon meeting a new person, a shy Finn will immediately look at his shoes. If he's confident, however, he'll stare at the stranger's shoes instead. A lot of this comes down to a dislike of empty conversation. Some Finns believe that, in a country with an icy climate and large distances between cities, quick conversations are desirable. After all, says Tiina Latvala, a language teacher from Lapland, if you've traveled any distance to see someone, why waste time? Regardless of how far they've journeyed, though, Finns can all agree on one thing. Silence is golden.
Vocabulary Review. Tough. The math teacher helped her students solve some of the tough problems. Characteristic. Religious symbols are one characteristic of European paintings from the 1500s. Million. Carol got $8 million for starring in the new action movie. Reserved. Alan is a bit reserved when he's with a large group, preferring to listen and not speak much. Confident. Putting on his uniform makes David feel confident that he can do his job well. Desirable. Linda thinks it's desirable to live close to her office, but not absolutely necessary.